hear that buzz?
Yeah.
That means everyone else can hear it, right?
Turn it down a bit.
Thanks. This is the Night Train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, playing weird music till 11, watching weird things on the I can't look at that while I'm supposed to be talking. Yes, this is show number 350, so we're playing some oddness for 2 hours. We kicked off, as mentioned, with a cut from the Angry Moms archive compilation, 5 Days Married and Other Laments, Song and Dance from Northern Greece, 1928 to 1958. That was the title track, by Pentemeres Pandremeni Helkias Brothers Folk Orchestra. And that was the track 5 Days Married. I won't try and pronounce it in whatever language that is.
I'm coming to a discotheque floor near you soon.
Yeah, it's great. The blurb on it is featuring sublime and unhinged music rarely heard outside of northern Greece and southern Albania. The performances presented in this collection span the range of plaintive ancient dirges to hypnotic droning dance pieces. All remastered by Christopher King, original artwork by Robert Crumb as well. So if you want a whole album of that, listeners, he didn't have to say anything. The look on his face said, I did not want a whole album of that. They're not all that downbeat.
Okay.
Come back in 25 shows, I'll play one of the upbeat ones.
That dude was in pain.
He's only been married 5 days as well. It's like he's made some terrible life choices. After that was one of yours?
Yes, that was Mortis Pardo and Glass with a track called Le Grand Souffle Celeste from an album called Paris Paris, Texas Texas, referencing the Wim Wenders road movie.
I've never seen that.
84, is it? Anyway, yes, and the blurb says, a striking cinematic tapestry of Americana, resampled guitars, glistening electronics, subtle field recordings. I mean, when aren't they subtle?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
And processed vocals, that one comes out on the OOH Sounds label out of Florence, Italy, just last month. It's a new one there.
Yeah. After that, we went back to 1998 with Royal Trucks and their track New Bones from their 7th studio album, Accelerator, released on Drag City Records. They're a two-piece from Washington, D.C. Apparently, the guitarist, Neil Haggerty, moved from D.C. to New York as a teenager to join Pussy Galore, John Spencer's band. It's like, oof. apparently, he was instrumental in convincing the band to re-record Exile on Main Street as a cassette release, so they redid the whole album. It's available on streaming, not street, on the video upload sites. It's DIY, I think. It's
perfect.
It's a very scratchy recording. But if you wanted to hear another band play Excel on Main Street, remember to put the link in the show notes.
Yes, please, just for me alone. Yeah. after that, some super obscure limited 7-inch action by a group called Fatma, who I can find. I'm going to say very little about. I mean, nothing. Even on their own Bandcamp. The track was called Circlar, and it's released on a label out of Gothenburg called Hogan Nord Records from 2016. Some deep, groovy, spaced out, sort of Eastern inflected, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly psychedelic dub beats. I don't really know how to describe it other than that. But that is one I culled from. Andrew Weatherall's Music's Not For Everyone playlist.
Ah, perfect.
Which is always good for things in that kind of realm.
Yeah, right, back to the music then.
Thank you. Church.
Thank you.
Nearly let us one ride. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, nice.
Easily the nicest cut we've played all night.
Yes, it's a nice Brazilian easy listening, I think, soap opera soundtrack, if memory serves. Sampled by Madlib on a cut with MF Doom. But you don't hear that. People want to know what we've just heard.
Yes, the nonsense we played. Starting out with Hannah Stretton, a track called Come Home, which is off her debut album, released 2023.
I really enjoyed that.
She was born in Britain, but she's based in Melbourne. Released on a small Australian label known as Briarfield Flood Press. Their blurb simply says, "We release music and publish poetry when the time feels right."
Brilliant.
So that must be a hard-working business, I think. Taking a sweet time. But yeah, go check. If you like that, listen to the rest of the album. It's very similar in a good way.
Right, I'm going to queue that up to listen to this week. We follow that with Eola, I think that's how it's pronounced, with No Getting, from their 2016 album Dang, an album that says vocal loops, reverb, and not a lot else. I think that really does. There's a couple of covers, a couple of songs. We played one of their songs before, a version of an old blues cut. But yeah, that's very... It's one of them, like, if you like that song and you want a whole album of it, probably about 45 minutes, then you're in luck. It's not changing much.
After that, we went to Australia with Trevor McNamara, a very short track called Digging, from an album called Yeah Captain from 1971. That appears on a brand new release from Now Again called Pale Shades of Grey, Heavy Psychedelic Ballads and Dirges, 1969 to 1976. The album titles we love. Colons, descriptions and two dates.
Yep, that is it.
Tick, tick, tick. So I think as this piece said, Egon found it in a digging trip with Madlib, as we've already mentioned, in this time in Tokyo, Japan. So that is some pretty obscure Australian psych. He only did one album, or a collection that was then pieced together on one album. After that, you wouldn't know it, but that was Radiohead.
Listeners, I had no idea.
Do you want to guess what era? Or do you actually know?
I think I know, so it's unfair. Okay,
all right. Yeah, so actually, B-side to Pyramid Song from 2001.
I even had that 12.
So that was on it.
Was it?
Yeah, track B1. Bonus version, like some of the versions of Amnesiac with bonus discs, it also features on there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, first time I've heard it this week. And that's it. You'd never guess that was Radiohead.
No, not in a million years.
Jazz prog. Then we subtly slipped into some grimed out bassline business and dubstep from Moves with 3 exclamation marks, aka Starkey. He did some albums for Ninja Tune back in the late 2000s. That track's called All Skate on the Dress to Sweat label, which subsequently merged with Wireblock to make Numbers.
Dressed to Sweat?
Yeah.
That's a good name for a label.
It's Dressed with a 2, of course.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Dressed to Sweat. He's out of Philly, did a load of stuff like that along that lines. So, are we done?
We are done. We're going to go back to Skin Records in 1997 now.
Sweet.
You wouldn't understand. So I told you wouldn't understand, because you don't understand anything.
I understand just fine. You explain it to me.
Do you understand about cosmic and all that kind of shit? Because that's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
I'm rolling. the low fidelity all stars. Their music makes me feel so real.
Okay, rock and roll.
Yes, this is probably the most sinister one of the night, I think. Flame One with Fog. No, is Flame One, is that Barry Lynn Bug?
Yes.
It is, I thought it was. If only there was a way for me to have checked beforehand. So I was busy doing lots of other things. This is the Night Train. Only 25 minutes to go, folks. If you've made it this far, congratulations. I think a lot of people have tuned off, though.
No.
Well, music, well, it's like Andrew Everill said, music's not for everyone. It's
especially
fine.
That Leeds one.
Yes. Right. What did we have on that set? Kicked off one of my picks, Low Fidelity All-Stars, Puppy Fat number one. The B-side to their hit, in inverted commas, Disco Machine Gun. Okay, the one that sampled the Breeders' Cannonball bass line.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah, yeah.
Not bass line, kind of weird radio-y bit.
Yes.
That was released on Skint on 1997. Samples New Kingdom in the background, which I was also going to squeeze into the show, but that's going to go in a future one. Show 375, if we don't get kicked off of the air.
Bookmark it now.
Yeah. put it in your calendars. Yeah, so that was some crossover of electronica, big beat, weirdness, kind of circa the first album.
After that, we went to Holland with Dutch duo Lion, with their only single release, actually a B-side, from 1975. They were sort of different musicians from a sort of more like a prog, new wavy background, linked up to record that one song. Going on a sort of psychedelic western soul tip. That was actually a listener request. I say listener, she doesn't really listen, she just asked me to play it. I'm the better half, Amy. And I told her, I said tonight, I said, oh, I'm going to play your song tonight. She's like, oh great,
now tune in,
when's it going to be? And I said, oh, it's probably about 10:30. She went, oh, probably asleep by then. So there's the enthusiasm. That's the commitment we need.
Yes, entirely. There was one more after that, I think.
Art Wilson, Past Life Regression. Another numero-adjacent pick, because this is on a comp of theirs where they've been doing quite a lot of weird sort of ambient-y, minimal-type stuff, but it's in a compilation called Reach, which came out in 2021. And he is a Melbourne-based producer and DJ, NTS resident as well, and that track was released in 2014 on an album called Overworld. Yeah, check that compilation out, Reach. It's not the stuff we normally play from Numero on our show, but it's pretty nice.
It's been quite Australia heavy.
It has, hasn't it? Yeah, probably Melbourne heavy as well. If only there was some way we could do an Australian special, like purchase these Austrian picks.
Well, we didn't do one this year. We did it last year, didn't we? I tactically avoided it this year. It was a bit too much for me to do. I can't do it 2 years in a row. Maybe next year, get some Stefan Dennis in there.
Doing it make it feel good.
Yes, exactly. Right, final set of the night, folks. Buckle up. Thank you.
wakes up a morning is juice in the low glasses, egg yolk in the yellow cake, a feather in the dust out the back door, sun on the knots of the barbed wire fence, bells on the sheep's necks nodding away into the brush. The grass blade twitched by a furred life lived mostly invisibly near the ground. The ground gives off its mineral of ground shine that the children are low enough to see. Elsewhere, lakes and snow, or even the ice floes off the coast of an Alaska, drifting in the children's minds.
A bird could fly through. Perhaps the goal of water
is to make fissures in the limestone to fall through. Below the corroded steel, the sheep like to sleep. With silenced bells next to, and perhaps the goal of the rope, is to drop through the hole so that the smallest girl can lower herself into it. Places her palm against what shines, she remembers, looking into the lost lamb's eyes and knowing nothing about what it saw, except that it was magnificent and private.
get you every time, that intro.
Yeah.
Sissy neck.
Sissy neck?
It is sissy neck. Yeah. I just stumbled across this. and I thought this has got...
It's ridiculous.
It was going to be the first bed of the night, but I thought, no, do you know what? It's for such a silly show. It feels like the best way to finish it. This has been The Night Train, playing silly songs for the last 2 hours. Let's rattle through. This is a
all
short
over
bed,
the place.
So,
okay.
All over the place.
All right. So we started out with Master Wilbur and Bichette, who's a guitarist from California. He basically got into occult and Tibetan stuff, was a classically trained guitarist and tutor, built his own guitar that had shells in the neck and stuff, and then released 7 albums of guitar and synthesizer music, which he described as, what do you call it? Psychic meditation course, teaching people how to listen to music. But in 1977, he abruptly burnt everything he had in musical ways anyway. Not right. Everything he owned. Yeah, check him out. Anyway, 7 albums of that. That's amazing.
Interesting. We'll be checking that out. Then we had a little short interlude, Shelly Man with Infinite, as sampled by DJ Premier on Come Clean, I think. Then we went into a long one, longest one of the night, I think, Stuart Hyatt and the Fieldworks Ensemble with What If the Luminous. And that album is suites of pedal steel and orchestral ambience inspired by the landscape and unique geology of southern Texas. That track was narrated by the 89-year-old Mary McGrath Curry. Music was built around resonant frequencies measured in the Cave Without a Name. What is that? And it turns out there is a cave. Oh. It's called the Cave Without a Name.
Yeah.
I was just reading on the Wikipedia page about it. It's like, that's odd.
Where is it? What country?
Texas.
Okay.
Basically, they found a cave. Like, yeah. Everyone kept forgetting about it. It's like, get overgrown, it didn't have a name. So yeah, that album, I think it's also released with a bunch of remixes by people, including Dental and somebody else whose name escapes me, but that's fine. Because we've got one more tune to go.
We have. Oh, you forgot to mention Moog's Lady Lady Lay.
Oh.
Anyway, Moog Double, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, we got one to finish. No Silver Bird, the version by Creation, which I think is Hooterville Trolley, but this is like an earlier version.
Okay.
Anyway, we've played this before, so slightly different version. Enjoy.
Thank you. Yes, we can go to the white jacket. I'm the white jacket.